Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's decisive response to terrorism and its strategic importance. The participants are Nitin Gokhale, strategic analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Air Force Station Adampur today and met the air warriors and soldiers. The visuals that came out of the Prime Minister's visit were extremely bold and sent ripples across the border. Pictures speak louder than words. And today, the Prime Minister's picture dismantled Pakistan's entire infrastructure of lies and disinformation. He saluted the armed forces for their valor, and standing in the background was the mighty S-400 missile defense system. To talk more on this, we are joined by strategic analyst Mr. Nitin Gokhale. Mr. Gokhale, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Gokhale, one picture, and it says a lot. Very briefly, how do you view the Prime Minister's visit to Adampur Air Force Station?
Well, the Prime Minister is a master at boosting morale of the Indian Armed Forces and sending multiple messages in one trip or one visit or one speech. And the location of that speech, like you said, a message through the pictures, of course, speak louder than any words. And this was something that was spectacularly done. The Air Force personnel, all the security personnel at the Adampur base, which was a subject of Pakistani claim that it had been hit, the S-400s were destroyed, runway was damaged. All that was demolished in one go. The Prime Minister landed there in a C-130J belonging to the Indian Air Force, then spent time with the officers and men, the air warriors and the women, and also then made a brief speech outlining India's new normal as far as dealing with terrorism emanating from Pakistan is concerned. And behind him, like you said, was the S-400, which is now India's frontline air defense system. And of course, there was a MiG-29 also standing there behind him. So symbolism as well as substance in Prime Minister's visit and the pictures or videos that came from there.
While speaking at Adampur today, Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor is a trinity of India's policy, intent and decisive capability. Let's first listen to what Prime Minister said.
Operation Sindoor koi samanya sainya abhiyan nahi hai. Ye Bharat ki niti, niyat aur nirnayak kshamta ki triveni hai.
Mr. Gokhale, what kind of policy changes over the years has led to this kind of decisive military capability of India? Or if I may say, the military might of India?
The military might has always been there in some degree or the other. There is no doubt India has one of the powerful militaries in the world. But it is the use, timely deployment or implementation of that military power and of deployment of that military power for strengthening India or sending a message to India's adversary has been the hallmark of Prime Minister Modi's prime ministership since 2014, be it in Uri in 2016, Balakot in 2019. And this is the most decisive moment that has happened in India's military history post-1999, the Kargil War. Here, the Indian military did the unthinkable. And that is the change, unthinkable, of hitting targets deep inside Pakistan. First, the terrorist infrastructure, the terrorist leadership, and the bases, terrorist bases that operated with impunity, I must say, in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. And then subsequently hitting air bases, Pakistan's premier military airfields, which damaged not just runways, but facilities and maybe even damage to aircraft, both transport as well as fighter. We still are assessing, I think the world is assessing what has happened. But satellite images show that this damage was extensive. And more than that, I think the psychological damage that it would have done to the terrorist leadership as well as their sponsors, the Pakistani army and the Pakistani state, is something that shows how military can be used for strategic purposes when used in a timely and an appropriate manner.
India's position is extremely clear and decisive. Without mincing words, the Prime Minister has called out Pakistan and said that Pakistan and terrorism won't be seen apart. He also warned that if Pakistan shows any further terrorist activity or military aggression, the response will be decisive and on our own terms, in our own way. Let's listen to what Prime Minister said.
Now, aatanki thikane barbaad hue. 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई। आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही। भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश।
He stated that this is the new normal. How do you view this and is it a policy shift in India's response to terrorism?
India has said that distinction between the Pakistani state, you can call it the government, the Pakistani army, and the terrorist organizations or outfits on the other, they are one and the same in India's eyes. And if a terror attack happens in India again, it will be a devastating and maybe even more powerful riposte or a response that India will give to that. That has become India's new normal, that any act of terrorism in India will be treated as an act of war. And this has been conveyed explicitly, both publicly and in private conversations to different leaders in the world and, of course, to Pakistan through several messages. One, of course, is a symbolic or a the message of destruction or the kind of operation that has wrought destruction on Pakistan. And of course, through India's statements, very precise, very accurate targeting of the terrorist infrastructure, no collateral damage to common civilian people, and then later hitting military targets when Pakistan tried to hit back at India. So the policy is in one, two, four words: you hit us, we hit you back harder. You stop, we stop.
Do you feel that not just to Pakistan, but strategically, India's stature has grown at the world level? And often Prime Minister has emphasized that this is not the time for war. But yesterday, while speaking, he said that this is not the time for war and not for terrorism either. What is India's stand globally in the current world order? When we see this Operation Sindoor in past 1 week, how has India positioned itself in front of the world?
Well, I can't give you numbers or a quantum, but I can say this with confidence that since 2014, India's stock has been rising. It is no longer seen as an indecisive, dilly-dallying kind of a power. It is now seen as a very strong military, backed by political willpower, backed by a risk-taking prime minister who puts national interests above everything else. And has shown he is willing to go where people used to hesitate to go. That is, you know, striking at the heart of the terrorist infrastructure, the epicenter of terrorism, which has affected or has sort of mounted terrorist attacks on not just India, but the world over. Any terrorist attack in the past 25 years can be found to have links with Pakistan somewhere or the other, be it the 9/11 attack in US, the 7/11 attacks, and 7/7 attacks in London at the London tube stations or metros, and several other attacks in India. This is what the world is now watching, and watching with admiration as well as some jealousy in some terms, because they didn't think of India as a decisive and a powerful nation, but now they are forced to do that.
Today, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson also had a press conference and he set the record straight. The spokesperson, Mr. Randhir Jaiswal, said that India is having its long-standing national position on any issue related to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and said that these issues will be addressed by both the countries bilaterally. Let's listen to what Mr. Jaiswal said.
We have a long-standing national position that any issues pertaining to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. That stated policy has not changed. As you are aware, the outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
Mr. Gokhale, could you elaborate and explain this to our listeners more on what India's consistent stand has been on Kashmir since decades and how India has always stated very clearly that the issue has to be solved bilaterally.
Well, this has been a stand for a long time, for decades. So it has been a consistent stand. Only change in that stand is India says the only issue that remains to be discussed between India and Pakistan, what is right now the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, when will it get transferred to India, or when will India take control of that area? That is the only thing that is remaining as far as India and Pakistan are concerned. And India has made it clear to Pakistan also and to everyone else that if Pakistan wants to talk, there will be talk only on two issues. One on the trade and terror, talks and terror don't go together. And neither do water from the Indus water system will be given to Pakistan if blood is spilled. And the fourth one is that on J&K, the only issue to be discussed is the ownership or control of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. That's the stand India has taken. And it's gone two steps ahead of old stand on Jammu and Kashmir.
You spoke about the Indus waters, and it brings me to my next question, which was the other important point during the briefing, which Mr. Jaiswal spoke about during the day. He reiterated that the Indus Water Treaty will be in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Could you walk us through the facts of this treaty and how India's decision of keeping it in abeyance has affected Pakistan?
Oh, it has affected Pakistan. It will affect Pakistan substantially in the long term. But even in the short and the medium term, Pakistan now has an uncertain period to look forward to, because now India is not compelled to share any data with Pakistan. When is it releasing water from the dams that have been built upstream? Remember, India is an upper riparian state as far as Pakistan is concerned. And India now doesn't share data, which means they don't know when the water is going to come in and when the water is going to be stopped. The sowing cycle will get affected. And also the fact that going down the line in a couple of years, India will increase its storage capacity, which will dry up the water going to Pakistan, which will create its own internal issues. Because as it is, Pakistan is one of the most water-starved country in the world. And therefore, this will only add to their problems and will create internal turmoil when people start asking questions to the rulers and the Pakistani army for having brought them to this state.
A strong campaign of misinformation was being run from across the borders during the entire time of this sensitive situation. In a situation like this, between the two countries, what is the role of correct information, or how does information warfare come into play?
Information warfare is now a continuous affair. It comes into play not just when the kinetic action begins, but even before that. Cognitive warfare is the first step, or a continuing operation, I would say, against any country done by multiple actors, not just Pakistan or China, for instance, who are India's adversaries. But there are multiple players who do that. And that is designed to demoralize, to confuse people. And if people are confused and not confident, then the country's leadership also hesitates to take decisive or a military action. And that's where the importance or the dangers of disinformation and cognitive warfare comes in.
Rightly said, Mr. Gokhale. Yesterday, Prime Minister also very categorically highlighted that India's strength lies in its unity, and the entire country came together to support not just the government but also the armed forces to boost their morale. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing such deep information. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, please. Welcome.
You are listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's decisive response to terrorism and its strategic importance. The participants were Nitin Gokhale, strategic analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.